Time this morning for a silage focus program, all brought to you by Mycogen brand, silage Pacific corn hybrids. Visit Mycogen.com. And John Erickson joins us. John, of course, customer agronomist with Mycogen Seeds here in our area. And boy, oh boy, we started getting at it till Mother Nature changed our mind for us.
Yeah, guys were planting last week in some of that lighter soil, and there is some corn that got in the ground. I think statewide we're at around that 20% corn planted. Comparatively, so things got going, but Mother Nature is throwing another curveball at us.
She really has. And, of course, Now we get to the point we're talking about, well, what's the date? What's the effective planting date for maximizing yield? Here we are, the 14th. And not only that, but for corn, for silage corn, BMR, TMF versus conventional corn, is there a difference as far as what that date is for maximum yield, and then we start going downhill a little bit after that?
Well, silage is a little different than grain corn. So, as we look, today is the 14th, tomorrow's the 15th. I think it's important to know that planting date window, Bob, is a little longer for silage than it is for grain. And forage yields will still be within, approximately 95% of their maximum yield on tomorrow.
Yep.
So we're still in decent shape, I think. Growers need to remember at this time, I think, that if with silage, that plant factory is going to be pretty consistent. That's really pretty much determined by genetics of that plant. The number of leaves, the size of the stalk, the shank and husk and all those things are going to be more in the genetics. Really where the effect of the planting date is going to be on the starch formation.
Mm-hmm.
So the digestibility of the stover is going to be very similar. It's going to be that starch pool that's going to be affected by the later planting date.
And as we look ahead, then, that starch, basically, it's the corn.
It's the corn. Yeah, it's the corn.
Not the plant itself.
It's not the plant itself. There'll be plenty of stover out there, and the later planting date, just like anything, the later planting date, the less starch you get. So in a grain-type hybrid where you go and you plant and you want grain, there it's probably pretty important to watch your maturities a little bit. But with silage, especially in BMR, the stover's high quality. Of course, guys still want starch in the ration, but they're still going to get a very digestible, high-yielding stover, even a little bit later planting date.
All right, and then as we look ahead then, do we still measure it the same as we would the grain corn that we turn into silage corn versus the BMR as far as milk per acre, milk per ton, whatever decision we make as far as whatever parameters we use?
Well, many people use that milk 2000, and research is showing kind of that stover digestibility is pretty much a straight line. I mean, it doesn't change, so the digestibility is going to be there. What really changes is that starch content, as I mentioned, so with that later planting date, that starch goes down. And so as we look at that milk 2006 performance mm-hmm. index, for example, the milk per ton, the quality is not going to be affected as much as the milk per acre due to the forage yield impact. The optimum planting date, for corn silage, when going to be measured using the milk per acre, is going to be the same as is for grain yield. But the difference is that planting date window is going to be slightly longer for silage than it will be for grain. So quality will still be there. Maybe that milk per acre parameter may be down a little bit with a later planting date.
So we're here on May 14th, and then May 15th, May 20th are the two numbers that always jump up. So should we start, if we're planning BMRs, TMF, should we think about changing or stay with a plan at this point?
Well, you bring up an interesting point, because I've had a couple calls in the last couple days about growers, starting to think about switching maturities. And they've kind of picked my brain what I think. And as we look in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, we're a little different than southern Wisconsin. Northern Wisconsin's got a little later planting date. But the switch dates, the optimum dates to plant corn is around May 1st in southern Wisconsin. I always say about May 10th, May 12th here in northern Wisconsin. But usually the switch dates, are going to occur around that May 20th. And in the southern part of the state, we've got two switch dates that they can utilize. But in northern Wisconsin, we really only have that May 20th to kind of look at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we have that planting window is so much shorter in northern Wisconsin. However, as we're talking about silage, if that field is going to be planted for corn silage or high moisture corn, the switch dates can be later because there's less concern about drying costs. So growers don't need to be quite as concerned about switching maturities on May 20th. I usually say about from that May 20th to 25th, so anybody that's listening, maybe I've talked in the last couple days, will know I've kind of told them here, we're about 10 days away from really having to switch corn maturity hybrids, or corn hybrid maturity, so to speak. So we still have a window here for corn silage, a little different for grain. You know, guys might want to start thinking about looking at that. I think what it really makes an important point is to be planning, be looking ahead. So if, in fact, Mother Nature continues to throw the kind of weather we have, that they're ready to go, they have, if they're going to switch, they have that seed maybe in place, let their seed company know what they're thinking so they can move that seed into place. But otherwise, let's give her another week, 10 days here, and then before growers really start to think about switching.
Because it's nice if we've got corn in the ground already, although those heavy rains might have provided a little challenge here a day or two ago. But really and truly, we haven't had much heat yet in the ground.
Not yet, but it is surprising. It was out late last week, Bob. Temperatures, you know, have been cool above ground. But some of the soil temperatures last week that I took were in that upper 70s. Down around Rock Falls, I was taking some soil temperatures. 2-inch depth on lighter soil, there was at about 78 degrees. And the grower I was with was pretty surprised. And, you know, a week before, I had sampled another field. It was down in that 43 to 45 degree. A week later, that was up into the mid-60s to 70. So if we get the energy, the sunlight, that top 2 inches of soil will warm very quickly. At this point, with the planting date that were the dates that we're at, you know, it's important to get in there and plant. It's going to warm up fast, so we aren't going to be so concerned with soil temperature at this time.
I got to ask you, as an agronomist, you were referring to northern Wisconsin and southern Wisconsin. Is that what we divide the state in, north and south? We always consider that through this Eau Claire Belt marsh field, we're kind of in the central part of the state. How do we break it down, and is it a north-south breakdown as far as these planting dates?
Well, I think as we look at the data and the research that's been done, a lot of research is done, of course, down around Madison at the Arlington, University of Wisconsin, Arlington Research Station. We have kind of central Wisconsin, maybe that Marshfield location, and then we get up into Chippewa. We're starting to head a little farther north. So, you know, you've like anything, nothing is set. An exact point, you've got a range there of location of dates and things like that. So I would consider us a little bit northern, more northern Wisconsin than say, down around Toma or even farther
that
south
would
than
be
that.
More central.
Yeah, you're starting to get central there. Yeah. We're a little bit more northern. So that's kind of what I use as a guideline if we're talking about maturities and things like that up in this part of the country.
So at this point in time, another week to 10 days before planning our BMR at TMF that we should even think about switching a hybrid.
Yeah, today is the 14th. Tomorrow's going to be the 15th. You know, I talked about the 20th to 25th. So we've got, you know, 10 days or so before we really, really urgently need to be thinking about switching maturities. But again, lay the groundwork, be planning, talking with your seed providers, so make sure they got seed on hand if you make that decision.
And pray for sunshine and dry weather.
And pray for sunshine. Yes, sir.
Thanks, John. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Bob.
John Erickson with us this morning on a Silage Focus program brought to you by Mycogen Brand Silage Specific Corn Hybrids. Visit mycogen.com.